This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The United Auto Workers has ended its strike against General Motors. The two sides reached an agreement in the early hours of this morning. The union immediately called off its two-day nationwide strike, and workers are returning to their jobs at GM factories around the country. One of the people tracking this story is Susan Helper. She's an economics professor in the management school at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
The UAW president, Ron Gettelfinger, says this agreement gives GM's union workers job security. That was a very big sticking point. What exactly does it mean?
The job security seems to mean that GM has committed to future investments in some U.S. plants, which was not necessarily the case before the agreement was signed. And Gettelfinger is talking about similar levels of employment or perhaps even increased level of employment at the end of the agreement in 2011, which would reverse some trends of steep decline.
Steep decline in jobs.
Employment.
Yeah. So GM, of course, one might think you can't promise job security if your business, you know, depends on being able to shrink the workforce if it comes to that. But it sort of can if it agrees to opening new plants?
More likely what it means is an agreement to invest in existing plants that did not have a model specified to replace the model that's coming to the end of its life. For example, Lordstown in Ohio doesn't have a new model that it knows that it's going to be making. There also is some discussion about the jobs bank, which pays workers even if they are not currently working, which gives the company an incentive to find them something to do. So that's another way that job security can be guaranteed. They're making some modifications to that jobs bank, but it seems like the principle remains.
Another very significant issue between GM and the union has been the health care trust that was proposed for GM retirees and apparently has been agreed on. Now, I gather you might say the devil is in the details on that one.
Yes, they've merely signed in a memorandum of understanding with some broad outlines to set up what's called a VEBA, or Voluntary Employee Benefit Association, in which GM would pay about 70% of the estimated cost of providing health care to the workers, with the idea then that investments can make enough money to fund the rest of it and to overcome increased health care, forecast increases in health care.
Right. So, in other words, the GM will give a lot of money, 70%, which then can generate more money through investments, and hopefully that will cover health care. Is that a concern, though, to retirees that maybe it won't?
It's definitely a concern, and these VEBAs at other companies have actually gone bankrupt. There was one at Caterpillar that has gone bankrupt. Mr. Gettelfinger at the UAW has said that he thinks it's solid for 80 years, and he's hinted that GM has agreed to provide a, quote, backstop in case that the forecasts aren't quite as rosy as what they've been assuming in the negotiations.
This deal has been agreed upon, but the contract itself is tentative because it has to be put to a vote by rank-and-file union members. Is there any doubt that it will be accepted?
There will be a lot of discussion. There's a group called Soldiers of Solidarity that's been opposed to the creation of a VEBA and has generally felt that the UAW has made too many concessions. I'm not generally one to forecast. I guess I think that the agreement will probably pass.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Susan Helper is an economics professor in the management school at Case Western Reserve University and speaking to us from Cleveland.